sitting with John DeMattis, who is one candidate for Johnson County Commissioner. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for inviting me here.
You bet. Let's start off and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the food industry basically my entire life. I worked as a food broker for years. I worked for a food manufacturer, calling on, you know, key customers like Costco, Safeway, Kroger. Did that all around the country, living here in Buffalo, which was kind of nice. And then owned a restaurant for 12 years up at Smoke on Main Street. And so I've kind of worked the food industry from a multitude of levels. The food manufacturer I worked for, Amy's Kitchen, when I started there, we did $48 million in sales the first year. And when I left as director of sales, we did $600 million. And so saw tremendous growth, hired a host of people for the sales team, and, you know, had a wonderful ride there.
Very good. All right. Next question. You decided to throw your hat in the ring for county commission. Why are you running?
You know, there's a multitude of reasons that I'm running. The first one that really kind of brought me to the forefront and was, you know, one of the things that we did in the restaurant after food was done is there was a lot of political talk. And we kind of were that location where, you know, you heard everything that was going on in town and the what's, the where's, and the why's. You know, and I always had my opinion to throw into the ring. And so I did that. And since, though, I have been, once I made the commitment to run for commissioner and started going to meetings, which was last fall, and just started digging in deeper into the various things, I think there's a lot of things that aren't happening in the county that need to happen. You know, and I'm going to give you a good example, and there's probably a lot of people that haven't ever heard this, but there was, you know, last August, there was a special election to raise our sales tax. Okay, I was helped defeat that. You know, in the population of the town, 72% of them voted against it. Okay, so we had a sales tax, and in that sales tax, one of the things that was going to be funded was a new facility out at the fairgrounds. Okay? Well, we had a private citizen who offered to fund that and then some at the fairgrounds. And I had a conversation with him earlier this week, and he's going to write me a statement on what exactly happened, and I plan on publishing it and getting it out to the citizens of Johns County. But do we really need commissioners who are willing to tax the individuals when we've got a private entity who's willing to do part of what they're going to tax us for? And to me, the farther I dig into some of these things, it's just hard for me to comprehend why you would turn down funding like that. That's how the fairgrounds was built to start with. It was built by individuals and private funding. And, you know, it's a great piece of, you know, the community, and I think they do need help out there. But, you know, there's a lot of ways to fund things, and turning down private funds to do it is just beyond me.
All right. How are you prepared and or qualified for office already, number one, and then I've got a follow-up.
Well, I'm going to say I'm probably the most prepared when it comes to the business sense. I used to manage, like I said, a sales team of 18 people. You know, had a significant budget with that, managed their travel expense. So from that piece, business-wise, I think it's relatively simple. One of the things that I've been doing, and you can attest to this because you've seen me in a lot of these meetings, is I've been going to county commissioner meetings since last year, last fall. And I've been going to a lot of the board meetings, a lot of the special district meetings. And so I've been studying up on a lot of things. And oftentimes when I'm in those meetings, I'm the only one there. You know, I went to a planning meeting Tuesday after the commissioner's meeting, you know, in the evening, and I was the only person there, you know. So it's amazing. And, you know, you learn something at every one of those meetings, you know. And I think the other thing that I think needs to happen in that scenario is we need to get citizens involved. Citizens need to understand what's happening in their county, what's happening in the special districts and the various boards, you know, so they can have an impact on that if they choose to. You know, one of the things that doesn't happen in the county at this point in time is, you know, meetings are at 9 o'clock in the mornings. Most people are working. They don't get a chance to go to them. And what so I see so often is, you know, somebody's got an issue. They come to a meeting. They spend their 10, 15 minutes, and they're right out the door. Well, it'd be nice if we could put these things on Zoom, if we could potentially, you know, record them, put them on a website. I mean, you can go to any state committee meeting, and you can pick up a previous meeting. You can participate via Zoom or, you know, whatever the format is, you know, and let people get involved and let people see what's going on. And I think that is absolutely key to having a strong community run by the community.
Gotcha. All right. What, if any, are other skills that you think you might need to when and if you become a commissioner?
I don't think it's there's any skills that I'm lacking at all. There's going to be obviously information that I need to learn. You know, I've seen some of the budgets. Do I have the intricate details of all of them? No, I don't. Do I know all the various departments? Absolutely. You know, I know there's 22 boards and 10 special districts. You know, I get all that piece. The only thing I'll need to do is just dig deeper into those things and look at their budgets, look at who's doing what and how it's being managed.
Okay. County commissioners are the chief executive officers of the county, and that's a big responsibility.
Yes, sir.
What do you think are the most important qualities and skills that a county commissioner should have to best run the office?
Well, I think truth and transparency is key to any position, whether it's, you know, in my past, I've been a boss of a lot of different people, and I can tell you that you have to be willing to do what you're telling them to do, which I'm always willing to do, and you have to be honest and upfront about all of those things, and I think that's key. And then for the citizens, I think you need to just be as transparent as possible. You know, let them see what's happening in meetings. Let them understand, hey, we have to make a decision here. What do you think is the best decision for the county?
Okay. A typical day for a county commissioner, what do you imagine that's like?
Well, having not ever spent one, kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
My intent is to get involved and see what each department's doing and work with the people and see if they've got the resources they need, the tools that they need, and to better understand what everybody does within the county. And I'm not sure a lot of that happens at this point.
Okay. What do you specifically want to accomplish as a county commissioner?
I don't have an agenda, per se, of I want to focus on X. You know, I want to make the county a better place. Okay? I've been here 20-plus years, and I plan to spend the rest of my life here. And I'd like to keep it as much as it is today, you know, over the next 20 years. And then inside of that, there's a lot of different, you know, pieces, you know. So people talk about property taxes, right? Property taxes are a big issue. There's the revenue committee just had a meeting this last week recently, and they're talking about potentially throwing back to the commissioners oversight of the assessor's office. So if there's a dispute, it might go to the commissioners first rather than the assessor's office. So there's some issues like that. One of the other things I found out as well this recently is out of the 23 counties in Wyoming, Johnson County has the second highest mill rate, which kind of surprised me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's set by commissioners and it's set by the special districts and so those are those kind of things that, you know, as I've dug deeper into what's really happening out there, it just drives me more to want to be a commissioner and have an impact on these things.
Okay, very good. The office itself, what appeals to you about being a commissioner?
You know, it's real easy to complain about things, and everybody, lots of folks do, right? And, you know, I'm not the guy who really wants to spend a whole lot of time in Cheyenne. I like Buffalo. Okay. And to have an impact, you need to get involved. So I looked at, You know, I'm not even going to think about going to D.C. or doing those kind of politics. And I really don't want to spend time in Cheyenne. So start local, right here in my own backyard, you know. And you can have an impact locally, and I think probably more so than other places. And since I'm going to live here the rest of my life, that's why I chose the county.
Okay. You don't yet have any experience being a county commissioner, but what do you think will be the biggest challenges of being a county commissioner moving forward, and are you ready to meet them?
I think I'm ready to meet all the challenges. I think, you know, and of the group that's running, other than Bill, who's been in the position, I probably got the same experience of everybody else, you know, maybe a little bit more in business. But what I will say is, kind of lost my train of thought. Repeat the question just once again, it'll pop right in my head.
What do you see as the biggest challenge of being county commission, and how can you make yourself ready?
Oh, okay. I remember. The biggest challenge is going to be, I think, working with the city. Okay, one of the things that I think needs to happen better for this community in general is communicating with the city and working with the city on a host of different things. You know, I'm on the Joco First Board. City and county have pieces in that, you know, and there's not a lot of communication sometimes that happens between there. Chamber of Commerce is another one that you know, the county and the city fund that thing, and, you know, and they're still trying to decide what the heck to do with it, right? The zoning, right? County's got one set of zoning regs, the city has another one, you know? And then as we grow, you're going to have all these developments that pop up that start in the county and are annexed into the city, and then they're completely different regs. And, you know, then they're going to try to change things down the road, and it's very difficult to do that. And I think somehow we have to coordinate those key things between the county and city. And I think that's the biggest opportunity that we have.
Okay. Those are the questions I have. I'm going to give you this opportunity to kind of wind things up and tell the constituents why they should vote for
me. So,
for you.
Well, I would appreciate everybody's vote for John DeMattis, you know. Been in this community 25 years. I've had businesses on Main Street, antique store, restaurant, and have been very involved from that perspective in the town. Was part of the Wild Bunch for years while I was rolling along with the chamber. And, you know, so I've gotten a lot from Johnson County and Buffalo. And like I said, when I decided to get involved, it made sense for me to run for commissioner. I think I'm capable. I come in with a business sense and an open mind. I don't have a preconceived agenda of I want to do X. You know, I'm coming in wanting to do what's best for the community, you know, and I want people's input. And one of the things that is, I won't say just disconcerting to me is the lack of involvement from community members in the environment. And it's always kind of the same group. And I get it. You know, people are working, they got kids, they're going to ball games and, you know, doing all that stuff. And it wasn't like when I was growing a kid, I used to ride my bike to the ball practice. You know, now mom and dad go and it's, you know, it's much more involved. And I get that, but we need to make it as accessible as possible for people to understand what's happening in this community. And as if I'm elected as county commissioner, I'll do all I can do to make that happen. Whether it's putting meetings online, you know, whether it's, you know, getting the minutes up quick, you know, having the audio of the meetings and or maybe video. You know, the cemetery board already has their meetings on Zoom, right? You know, so, I mean, the capacity is out there. No one's made the effort to make that happen. You know, the other side of that coin is, why not have a meeting in KC every 6 months or every once a quarter or whatever it be, right? Those citizens need to be involved as well, you know? And I think those are the kind of things that'll make us a better community overall. You know, one of the things that's been interesting for me working on the Joco First Board, and it's only been a couple months, but there's a lack of involvement from KC. And I think it's because they always kind of get that, well, this isn't going to help me any. They're just going to do whatever they want anyway. And I think that's the wrong way to think about these things, you know, and we can get, if we open our arms and bring it in and make it easy for them to participate, hopefully more people will, you know, and that will make a better situation for all of us.
Very good.
So I appreciate your support on August 16th.
Perfect. All right. That's John DeMattis, who is one of the candidates for Johnson County Commissioner. John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Aaron.